In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome, friends. It's good to have you along for this episode of Common Prayer. I am Kathy B., and I hope you and your family and your loved ones are well this week and in all this heat, that you have not melted away. And I hope that you're finding some pockets of joy in your days, and that some of that joy might even be coming from engaging with us in this practice of reflection together each day. I don't know where you're listening right now, but whether you're sitting in your most comfortable chair or couch, whether you're walking or driving, I want to invite you to take a few moments now to quiet your heart and your mind and prepare yourself for what the Lord, by His Spirit, has for you today. So take a couple of deep breaths and tell the Lord that you are here. And thank Him that He is here too with you. Let's take a minute right now and prepare ourselves. The scripture I've chosen for today from our lectionary, our Bible reading plan, is Psalm 26. Listen as I read it now. A Psalm of David. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I've always been mindful of your unfailing love, and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground in the great congregation. I will praise the Lord. Well, this is a psalm that helps us and steers us, I think, to think about the reality of the day of judgment. And it might seem a little heavy to have us think about such a thing on this regular Thursday, but the reality is that a day is coming when each of us will give an account of our lives before the Lord. And the message is sobering for sure. However, it's not there to cause us to despair. Rather, it's given to us to drive us to Jesus. And that is always, always a good thing. So in these 12 verses, they could be divided up this way. In the first five verses, David presents his case for vindication. In the next couple of verses, he promises to worship. And in the last few verses, he has a confession of assurance. So it begins with David, who we all know was not perfect, but it begins with David expressing himself to the Lord, saying, "Vindicate me, Lord," or in other words, "You be the judge, Lord. You decide. I've walked with integrity and I've trusted you." And he invites God to examine him. He says, "You know, you see, shine the light on my character." And along with that openness to God, David realizes and he experiences God's loving kindness. And I am convinced that without that, both David and we would sink, and we would sink fast. And then next, having allowed God to search him and know him, he's ready to worship. He's ready to worship, and he expresses to him just how good it is to be with him. How good it is to be with him. And that you just get the sense that gives him a lot of freedom. And then lastly, he finally promises to continue to walk in his integrity so that the Lord will continually vindicate him. And he claims that the mercy of God is his forgiveness, and that his, as he says it, his foot now stands in an even place, and he's securely grounded. And he decides to continually bless the Lord along with all of God's people. Church, how we live our lives right now, how we live our lives in the middle of a worldwide pandemic and everything else that's going on that we wish would just end already, matters. How we live our lives right now matters. And the little choices that maybe really aren't that little, but they seem little, the little choices that no one sees but God matters. Our devotion to him in private matters. Or the lack thereof of that matters. And in light of that, I want us to take us into our reflection time and ask you to take a couple more breaths to prepare for that. It might be helpful to know that the thought of being blameless or to have integrity, the word integrity stems from the Latin word integer, which means whole and complete. So integrity requires an inner sense of wholeness and consistency of character. And when you and I live with integrity, people should be able to see it through our actions, our words, our decisions, our methods, and outcomes. And when you are whole and consistent, there's only one you. There's only one you. And you bring that same you wherever you go, wherever you are, regardless of your circumstances. You don't leave parts of yourself behind. You don't have a work you and a family you and a social you. You are you all the time. So in light of that, I just want to ask you a couple questions for you to reflect on. And the first one is this, to ask to yourself in God's presence, Can I call on the Lord to vindicate me, to judge me, to defend me? And even more so, am I living my life with integrity? Is there a different me at work and at home or in social situations? Would you take a few moments and just talk to the Lord about that? And if you need to confess anything to Him, would you do that during these moments? And then, how free am I to say, examine me, search my heart, O God? Do I know that I can do that because of what verse 3 says, which is, I've always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness, Lord? Would you ask God to consistently remind you of who He is, of His unfailing love and His faithfulness? And would you remember that He never intends to correct you without giving you the balance of you seeing who He is? Who He is and how much He loves you. I'd love for you to join me in this closing prayer, which actually comes from the last two verses of Psalm 26. Heavenly Father, keep driving us to Jesus. Would you help us and give us the confidence that David had to express his heart to you, saying, as for me, Lord, cultivate within me the spirit and strength to walk in integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me, for with you, Lord, my foot will stand in an even place, and in your congregations I will bless you all the days of my life. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.